Help us. Father, I thank you for the Word of God. Oh, indeed, it is a light unto our path. It's a wonderful light in a very dark time. And we're so glad that the light always dispels the darkness. Light wins, and we rejoice in that. Lord, this is my favorite portion of Scripture, of all of Scripture. And I just ask that you would take my words and my thoughts and use them for your purposes. Help it to be clear, Lord, and we'll simply give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be reading from John 8:54. Actually, I'm going to go back to 8:53. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Can we just go around? Can we keep the door shut? I'll repeat that. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Whose fault is it? The problem of pain and suffering, and we've had questions about that. It's as old as the human race. When we or our loved ones are hurting, we have desperate questions, and we need direct answers. Here was this blind beggar. Since Jesus had just had a life-threatening experience, would he stop? Jesus could have been preoccupied with the stones that they were trying to throw at him. He could have been preoccupied with the anger that was being turned towards him. But he saw this man born blind. He saw him. I wonder how many opportunities I've simply missed because I've been too self-absorbed. Too self-conscious, too much in my pity pot, too absorbed with